This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaBaim. We're continuing in Hilchos Tzitzis, Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua, Simen Yud Aleph, Seif Yud Beis, 11-12. Here we go. How many strings do you put in the tzitzis? Until now, we're talking about the place to put the hole. How far the hole should be. It should be between Kesher Agoida and the Tzipiren and three etzvois. However, how many strings should you put in? Says Mechaber Minyan Chutei Atzitzios. The number of strings of tzitzis, B'chal Kanaf, in every corner, Arba Kifulim. Four strings that are double, Shem Shmona, that turn into eight. Vim Hoysef, if you added five strings that turn into ten, Pasul, it is disqualified. Yachtoich Roshe Hachutin Ha'arba. Cut the ends of the four strings and stick them in the corner and double them over, and then there will be eight. So in other words, let's say you have four strings that are like round, you cut them, and now you stick them in, you double them over, and you have eight strings. Meaning, you should cut them before you stick them in. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Arba Kfulim. Darmino Megamara. The Gemara tells us in Menachas Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Gadil Shnayim. The word Gadil is two. Gedilim is Arba. Gedilim is four. Perush Yihavik Siv Gadil. If the Torah just said Gadil Tasilcha, have a Mashma Shnayim, that would imply two. The Ein Gadil Bepachas Mishnayim. So you'd have two strings, you'd stick it in and make four. But hashadach siv gedilim arba mashma. Uvizman shahoyah tchelas. Back in the day when they had the tchelas, hayu oisin shnayim mitchelas shnayim milaban. Two of the strings were blue wool. Two of the strings were white wool. V'il idna have a lavan b'makam tchelas. Nowadays we have white instead of blue. V'oisin arba arukim mishal lavan. And we make four long out of white. Shehem Shmaina, which are eight. Achar Sheyachnisim Abegin V'yichbalim. After you stick the four strings in the garment and you double it over. So it's really, it's actually pretty easy to make tzitzis. I remember when I was in a day camp many years ago. I don't know, it must have been 8, 9 years old. So they taught us to make tzitzis. Remember, they taught us a song, 7, 8, 11, 13. But you stick in the four strings and you stick it through the corner, and then you have eight. Midachsif pesil ke'ein pesila shu kafel. It says gedilim, but it also says psil. Psil is like a tassel when it's doubled over. Pasil, if you add strings, it's pasil. Why? Mishum deka'avar b'val toysif. By putting in more than four strings, you're over b'val toysif. So it's pasil. And so whose opinion is that if you put in more, it's pasil? It seems like it's the opinion of the Rambam. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gra, Hagra beBeyura of Hiskim Halach Lashita Soitor Hamuva beBeis Yosef. The Gra agrees with the Shita the Balo Itor Shasover deEin Bazem Mishum Bal Toisef, that five strings is not Bal Toisef. V'chi Pasinim beGemara Bazed Davka b'Shahoisef Min Acher LaHachutim. When are you over Bal Toisef if you add a different species? For example, Kugan Chutei Canvas. Let's say you add a canvas string, or a wool string, a cotton string. But if you add an additional string of the same species, we kasher it even to add as much as you want. Look in the Malbim. Many Rishonim agree to the Gra's agreement with the Balo Iter, v'lechein masik. Therefore, he concludes, the Malbim concludes, Zimasam kvar, if you already made your tzitzis with five strings, v'yavsha l'saknam, and it's impossible to fix, you live in a place, nobody knows how to fix it, if you unravel it, you'll never be able to tie it again. You're allowed to wear them. But as soon as you're able to fix them, you should fix them. But if you do less than four, that everyone agrees it's possible. Now, what does the Mechaber mean that to cut the ends of the chutin and stick it in? What are you cutting? Presumably, what this means is you have a string, it's a rounded string. There's nothing to stick it in through. There's no end. So you cut it to have an end. That says, you should cut it before you stick it in. Ba'kanaf, says the Magen Avram, Uber Agra, v'yesh l'chascham b'shinav v'loy b'sakin. One should cut them with your teeth and not with a knife. Now this is an interesting practice. Cut tzitzis with your teeth and not with a knife. Presumably, the knife shortens man's life and it should not be used on a chefetz shel mitzvah, but there is a particular connection between teeth and tzitzis. What is it? Well, we know we have 8 strings on each corner times 4 is 32. How many teeth does a person have? A person has 32 teeth. So there's a specific connection between teeth. In other words, not just not a knife, but anything else. And let's say a person had sharp fingernails. You could cut. No, it's dafka, the teeth. There's a special connection between the teeth and the tzitzis. Sif Yud Gimel. Yizoher lachtech roshi achutim la'asoysim shmoina koidim sheichrach. You should be careful to cut the ends of the strings to make them 8 before you stick it through. Because if you stuck it through, let's say you stuck through 4 strings and you didn't cut them yet to make 8, and you made one winding, even if you did one round of windings, the chulya is the part of the tzitzis between knot and knot, the kasher afilu kasher echad, and you made even one knot. V'acher kachatochan pasul mishum taasa v'loy mina asoy. It's possible because you need to make the tzitzis bekasheros from the beginning and not have it be made after the fact. Shari bepisul asam, because in this case you made a bepsul. So you want to make sure that the 4 strings have already been turned into 8 before you stick it through the hole. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yizahar, Sivkatan Samach Beis, Ritzon Elohim, meaning to say, She'im Avar V'loi Chasachan Kaidim Hatchiva. So the Mishnah Berurah is explaining. Because the last statement of the Mechaber, he already told you, you should cut it before you stick it in. So what's the Mechaber now adding in Sif Yud Gimel? Yizar Lachtech Rezhechun Lassan Shemani Kaidim Sheyech Reich. He just said that. Yachtev Rezhechun Arba V'yichtevei Makanaf. The answer is, in Sif Yud Beis, he's telling you the best option. Cut it before you put it in the hole. But if you didn't cut it before in your hole, if you didn't cut it before you put it through the hole, at least cut it before you make windings. That's what we're adding. If you violated what we said in Sif Yud Beis and you didn't cut it before you stuck it in, at the very least, be careful now before you wind it. Va'ayin taz. Chulya echad. Now, we know the chulya, I think what we do is we make 2 knots, that's a kesher elyon. We wind it 7 times, we make 2 knots. We wind it 8 times, we make 2 knots. We wind it 11 times, we make 2 knots. And we wind it 13 times. 7, 8, 11, 13. So when we say it's going to be puzzle, that's even if you wind it 3 times and you make a knot, it will be puzzle. Says Mr. Barah, Filo shel sholesh krichos, v'kashar. If you made a chulya, you made a winding, v'gam kasher achar chulya, and you made a knot after the chulya, afilo ra kesher achar, even one knot. Yotzi yidei chavas medaraisa, you're fulfilling your obligation biblically of tzitzis. Afilo lo yasa klala kesher shesamach lakanaf. You hear this? Midoraisa, if you stick the strings in, You wind it three times and you make a knot, even though you don't have a knot right after you stuck it in. That is a biblical fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzitzis. V'im kein havetasei v'loy minasei. In that case, you made the tzitzis. The tzitzis were made after they became, before they became kosher, because you didn't cut it yet. Avlim lo yasa keshes achar chulya. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you didn't make the knot after the winding, even though you made the knot before the winding, you did not yet complete the creation of tzitzis. Because if you don't put a knot after the windings cannot remain. Nothing holds it in place. And therefore you could cut it. So in other words, if you make a knot, and you make windings, but you didn't make the knot after the windings. You could cut the strings to make them eight. V'yesh machmirin, there are those who are machmir, no. Once you have the knot, even before the chulyos, you can no longer cut it. Ul'chachila nachal lachash advarim, l'chachila, you should be concerned for their opinion. V'da, you should know. The mashakos of kesher echad, this that we say, even if you made one knot, it doesn't mean a single knot. It means one of the five knots. But each one of the five knots are doubled. One of the five knots that you normally make. You make it knot, 7. Knot, 11. Knot, 13. Knot. But each knot is a double knot. If it's not a double knot, it's not called a knot. It's not a bar knot. It's, in other words, it's not a considered a knot unless you knot it twice. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll continue tomorrow in Sif Yud Aleph. Have a wonderful day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov. All the best.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.